The new three-story police station is an austere structure made more interesting by a smattering of different-sized square windows. The building is part of a new inner-city municipal complex. Besides the police station, it has modern buildings for the highway department, a new salt shed, and a fleet maintenance garage. The complex has a price tag of about $43.5 million. Manchester Police Chief David Morris says the 220 officers and staff who used to devise schemes to share locker space will have much more room to work.
Before, it was a very small area where desks were crammed together, and there's no place to put anything, everything from files to books to officers' personal belongings.
Not only is the new building spacious, with countless conference rooms and offices, it also boasts some new crime lab technology. For instance, a new fingerprint fuming tank replaces an old aquarium that evidence technicians retrofitted to raise prints. Mara says the evidence room got a big upgrade as well.
Now, what would happen is, in our old evidence vault, if you went in there, you know, we have bales of marijuana in there, and a pungent smell, you'd go in there, and your eyes would water. So at least now we have that all in one place.
Patrol Division will be the first wave of staff to move in on January 3rd. The transition is expected to be complete a few days later. The building is named after fallen Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. The old station will be auctioned off for an estimated profit of about $1.5 million. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.